The election is still 11 days away, but hundreds of thousands of ballots have already been cast in Massachusetts. For the first time in a presidential election, the state is allowing early voting. It began this week. Political analyst Steve Casella says of the state's first attempt at early voting, there's a lot we don't know.
Nobody really knows what to expect in terms of how many early votes will be cast here, or how early voting might affect the outcome, or even who's choosing to vote early. That's because we've never done this before. So we don't really have any historical precedent to help us figure out what might happen. And the available data on how the vote is going this year are sparse, to say the least. In some states, near real-time information on exactly who has voted are readily available. In others, there are at least summary statistics. Campaigns can use this information to track their get-out-the-vote efforts, and journalists can analyze turnout. Here in Massachusetts, it's a different story. A spokesman for the Secretary of State's office says town-by-town vote counts suggest around 288,000 people have voted so far. But what's included in this figure is murky. Some cities and towns have yet to provide any data at all, meaning the real number could be quite different. Even if the data expands to cover all towns, there are no plans to publish detailed counts. So other than a few city clerks tweeting out raw vote totals, we may not know much about how early voting is going. For campaigns, bad data on early voting is a big deal, because a significant chunk of voters will cast their ballots before Election Day. Nationally, about a third of votes came early in the 2012 election. In 12 states, it was more than half the ballots. Campaigns need this data, updated in real time, to figure out who has voted already and who they still need to get to the polls. Under the system in Massachusetts, individual voter data, like other states provide, won't even be collected and processed until after Election Day. This lack of data isn't a big deal in Massachusetts yet, because many races are either unopposed or not remotely competitive. But fast forward 2 years, and this changes. With potentially competitive races for governor and Senate, the state parties will struggle without more useful and timely information.
Analyst Steve Casella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group and conducts political research for WBUR.